We have now just concluded the form of tefillah known as Rina, which includes all forms of praise of Hashem. Now, we're going to begin Pigia, which, although the word in modern Hebrew means a terrorist attack, unfortunately, but in context of davening, it means to daven excessively, or nudge, I guess, as we would say in English. The pasuk which this is learned from is when Hashem tells Yirmiyahu HaNavi that the fate of the Jews and the Charban Beis HaMikdash is sealed. Don't daven any longer. The pasuk is, Ve'ata, and you, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Al tespa'al ba'ad ha'am hazeh, don't pray for this nation. Ve'al tisa ba'adam rina utfila, don't raise your voice in prayer for them, in praise and prayer for them. Ve'al tifka bi, and don't bother me. Al tifka bi, don't continue to daven to me. We find this word in Rus as well. After, when Naomi tells both Rus and Arpa, Al tifka'u bi, don't continue to bother me. As Rashi explains there, haftsara, which means to ask again and again, stubbornly, not giving up, because of a great need. And this is what pigia means, not to give Hashem, so to speak, any rest, and to continuously beseech and ask again and again, without letting up. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu davened. The pasuk begins in Parshas Va'aschanan, Va'aschanan el Hashem be'esahi, I beseeched Hashem at that time. And Chazal explains, and that means when Hashem had decreed that Moshe Rabbeinu will not enter Eretz Yisrael, he davened to Hashem. And Chazal explained that Moshe davened the amount of prayers that numerically equal Va'aschanan, which is 515 different unique prayers. He kept at it, begging Hashem to allow him into Eretz Yisrael, approaching it from every possible angle and just simply not giving up. 515 times over, different reasons, requests, entreaties. Why did he stop? He only stopped because Hashem said, Ravloch, stop. Otherwise, he would have continued going. And if he would have davened 516, Chazal seemed to indicate, he would have been granted his request. When Klal Yisrael made the Egel, Hashem said to Moshe, Ve'ata hanichali, and now allow me. And Chazal explained that if not that Hashem said it, we wouldn't be able to say this. But what this means is it was as if Moshe Rabbeinu was hanging on to Hashem's coattails, not allowing him to punish the Jews. How? Through excessive tefillah, asking again and again, begging and beseeching in every fashion possible. That's literally as if you're hanging on to Hashem. This is Pigia. Yitzchak didn't have children for 10 years, and davened to Hashem. The word used in the pasuk is Vayetar. Yitzchak davened to Hashem, but Rashi explains that this word means Hirba vehiftzir betfila. He davened excessively, and also was hiftzir. He bothered Hashem, so to speak. He just simply didn't let up. By Chana, she didn't have children. She davened a lot, and the pasuk says Vahayoki Hirbisola Hispala. Once she had davened a lot, then Hashem answered her, as the story goes, by having Eli bless her. But Chazal learned from this pasuk that from here we see that anyone who davens a lot gets answered. To understand this, we need to look no further than a child with a parent. When a child really, really wants something very badly, what do? They nag, they beg, they ask, they cry, they pout, they talk about it, and nag, and cry, and they don't stop. And eventually, even the most steadfast parent gets worn down and accedes to the request. And that's how Hashem acts with us as well. He is our father, and if we act as his child, he treats us that way as well. And the more we daven, the more likely we are to be answered. My uncle, Olav HaShalom, never had children, unfortunately, but when he was in his mid-40s, he went to see the Satmar Rebbe together with my father, and the Satmar Rebbe himself had only one child who died before the war. So he asked the Rebbe, I've been davening for children for so long, and Hashem hasn't granted my request. Perhaps I'm meant to get the message. Obviously, Hashem doesn't intend for me to have children. Maybe I should stop davening. So the Rebbe turned to him and quoted the Rashi we said before. Ayetar Yitzchak Lashem, Rashi says, Hirbo vehiftzir betfila. It's never too much. We have to daven and daven and daven and nag and bother Hashem until He fulfills our request, and it's precisely what Hashem wants.